Imagine celebrating Christmas in the middle of summer under a radiant sun, gazing at the world's happiest animal, always smiling. This is Australia, a land where nature's limits are constantly challenged. Lakes glow vibrant pink, colossal rocks vie to change color with the sunset, and bizarre creatures exist nowhere else on Earth. This isn't just a continent, it's a world turned upside down, where every paradox becomes breathtakingly beautiful. Step onto Australian soil, and all paradoxes become exquisite. Every moment makes you question everything you thought you knew about Earth. The Whitsundays are like a 200-square-mile secret hidden between Australia's Great Barrier Reef and the tropical slopes of central Queensland's coast. It seems too perfect to be true. 74 islands drift on the water like fragments of a forgotten dream shaped by windlight and time. Here, the sea is calmer than the sky, and the sand remains cool even under the blazing sun. Every tide in Hill Inlet paints new patterns on the beach with turquoise and white, a living masterpiece that changes by the hour. Whitehaven Beach is consistently voted one of the world's most magnificent beaches. Its sand is over 90% silica, meaning every step feels comfortable, no matter how hot the day. As you cruise through the strait, the islands drift by like half-forgotten memories. On Hamilton Island, the world slows to an ancient rhythm. The murmur of boats at dusk, the whisper of palm trees, the stillness before the tide turns. Sunset here isn't an end, but a transformation, a gentle dissolution of colors where sky and ocean merge. Locals say the Whitsundays were once a sanctuary for ancient mariners who came here to disappear from the world. Leaving nature behind you, step into the heart of Australia's most vibrant city. The Sydney Opera House appears like a dream made real, white sails unfurling against a blue sky, both proud and fragile. From afar, it resembles ships ready to depart. Up close, you see it's a work of daring and belief, born from an idea deemed impossible in the 1950s. It's said that when the design was chosen, architect Jörn Utzon didn't even know how to build it. Yet with perseverance and faith in beauty, the Sydney Opera House has become an icon, where music, architecture, and the sea merge. Directly opposite the Sydney Harbour Bridge, the city's coat hanger stretches across the water like a steel ribbon connecting two shores of time. Beneath its interwoven steel frames lie the stories of thousands of workers who built it during the Great Depression of the 1930s, while today, visitors in safety suits climb its steps to touch the sky. As they stand at the summit, Sydney unfolds beneath their feet, the opera house, the harbour boats and shimmering lights reflected in every wave. From the water looking up at the sky, Sydney Tower rises high in the city centre, like a golden needle piercing the clouds. From over 300 metres, you see all of Sydney, the sprawling blue harbour, layered rooftops, and in the distance, the hazy strip of sea, like the boundary between reality and dream. Amidst the glass and steel buildings, St. Mary's Cathedral appears as a quiet interlude in the urban symphony. Its honey-coloured sandstone walls and stained glass windows refract light as if recounting tales of faith. A place where people find solace amidst the hustle and bustle. When the cathedral bells ring, their echoes drift through nearby Hyde Park, making people pause, take a deep breath, and realize. Sydney isn't just a city of light and sea, but also a place where the heart finds a gentle rhythm amidst endless movement. Just a short ferry ride from Perth, yet it feels like an entirely different world. Although the mainland hugs the horizon, Rottnest feels light years away, a place where simplicity becomes luxury and silence is the rarest sound. On Rottnest Island, time doesn't rush, it floats. Cars are forbidden here. Instead, bicycles softly whir along 45 kilometers of coastal paths. The sea is unbelievably clear, surrounding the island with pristine blues and tranquil greens. The island's name originated from a mistake. When Dutch explorer Willem de Vlaming landed here in 1696, he thought the small round animals hopping through the bushes were giant rats. He named the place Ratnest, Rat's Nest. Centuries later, these rats turned out to be quokkas, tiny marsupials related to kangaroos, now known as the happiest animals on Earth. They are everywhere, curious, unafraid, and seemingly always smiling, as if they know something we don't. Their presence gives the island a soul, gentle, carefree, and incredibly kind. Further inland, you'll find the land gently sloping up to Wajumup Hill, where a 19th century lighthouse still stands guard over the sea. From here on, clear days, you can see Perth's skyline, a distant reminder of the world you left behind. Closer to shore, Bathurst Lighthouse glows at dusk, its white tower tinged gold by the fading light. They say Tasmania moves 20 years slower than the rest of Australia, but perhaps that's its secret. While the mainland rushes forward, this island shaped like a teardrop at the world's end waits just across Bass Strait. Wild, cool, and incredibly beautiful. The capital Hobart sits between the dark waters of the Derwent River and the towering shadow of Mount Wellington. Once a port for Antarctic expeditions, it still feels like a frontier, where sailors once disappeared into the mists chasing the unknown. To the east, the coastline curves perfectly. Wineglass Bay, a crescent of fine white sand, so smooth it could only be sculpted by the tide itself. From above, Tasmania resembles a smile on a face, though its past wasn't always serene. The bay was once stained red by whalers who gave it its name. Now it is silent. The sea reclaimed the sands cleansed by time. Further inland, the air becomes thin and cold. Cradle Mountain is the centerpiece of Cradle Mountain National Park, vast and wild lake. St. Clair, a cathedral of rock carved with mystery. Mist drifts across the peaks. Wallabies wander the trails, seemingly unaware they are traversing one of the planet's last true wildernesses. At the foot of Cradle Mountain lies Dove Lake, a quiet, majestic, and wild beauty. Those who walk the overland track will discover what no map can reveal, the sound of solitude. And then the island's gentlest face plunges into shadow. On the Tasman Peninsula, the ruins of Port Arthur whisper of another past, a penal colony where 12,500 prisoners once toiled between forest and sea. Today, flowers bloom through cracks in the prison walls, and visitors stroll where chains once clanked. Welcoming only 400 visitors at a time. Lord Howe Island is dubbed the Last Paradise due to its diverse ecosystem. Lord Howe is 11 kilometers long, a verdant sliver rising from the endless blue. Yet it teems with more life than places thousands of times its size. Locals say this place was born from fire. A volcanic eruption 7 million years ago. Yet everything here feels like water, the lagoons, the mist, even the air. The reefs surrounding the island are the southernmost coral reefs on Earth, vibrant with colors that shouldn't exist so far from the tropics. Across the horizon is Ball's Pyramid, a blade of rock, rising vertically 500 meters from the sea. It is the remnant of the volcano that once gave life to this island, a monument to the idea that even ruins can be magnificent. A magnificent ecosystem exists here. Black cormorants call for their parents' sooty terns, delicately step searching for something on the shore. All create a nature brimming with life. If there's one place on Earth that stirs the human heart with the ocean's spectacular beauty, it must be the Great Barrier Reef, the world's largest coral reef, a living natural wonder stretching over 2,300 kilometers along Australia's eastern coast. From above, the Great Barrier Reef looks like turquoise currents moving on the sea's surface, extending further than the eye can see. But beneath that stillness is movement, ceaseless, subtle, eternal. Fish shimmer like scattered rays of light. Sea turtles glide past coral spires, rising like cathedrals built from silence. Even the smallest creatures, anemones, clams, polyps, operate together in rhythms older than civilization. From chaos, they create harmony. From fragility, they build worlds. Somewhere in this underwater labyrinth is Heart Reef, a perfectly heart-shaped coral formation hidden among the Whitsunday Islands. No artist could draw it yet. Nature silently sculpted it in the deep blue ocean, making it a symbol of love life and the wonders that nature brings. In the heart of Australia, where the desert glows like embers at sunset, two ancient giants rise from a sea of red earth, Uluru and Catajuta. They don't just stand, they breathe. The wind sweeps across their surfaces, as if tracing memories of something older than the world itself. Uluru, vast and solitary, changes color as the sun descends the sky. Deep red at dawn, bronze at noon, deep purple at dusk. Scientists call it sandstone, but to the Anangu people, it is a body, the sleeping form of ancestors turned to stone. They say the rock holds stories, carved not by hands, but by time and spirituality. Each crack is a chapter, each curve, a whisper of creation. To gaze upon it is not to see a mountain, but to meet a living being watching over. And then on the horizon, Catajuta appears, 36 domes, clustered together like a council of giants. Its name means many heads, and in the shimmering light, they seem to move, to breathe, to whisper to one another. As night falls, the desert transforms. Thousands of tiny lights speckle the sand, an art installation called Field of Light, yet it feels more like a ritual than art. The lights flicker, gently mimicking the pulse of stars falling to earth, reflecting the constellations above Uluru. Dawn breaks over Kakadu, and the world returns to its ancient splendor. Mist drifts across the floodplains, carrying the scent of eucalyptus and mud, the breath of a land that has endured 2 billion years without forgetting a single one. Here, every stone, every ripple of water seems to remember. For over 65,000 years, the Beninj and Mungai people have lived with this land not as owners, but as a part of it. They erected no monuments, built no churches. Instead, they carved their world into rock. The massive Ubir rock formations become the world's oldest film reel, where ancient hands are still imprinted a reminder that they are still here, still whispering with the Earth Mother. On Ubir's smooth rock surface are hundreds of ochre paintings estimated to be up to 5,000 years old, documenting the first interactions between indigenous Australians and Europeans' ancient murals depicting animals, humans, and cultural stories. Life isn't just on the surface, it permeates everything. Nurlangji carries a different rhythm, deep sacred and full of metaphor. These aren't just drawings, but scriptures of the dream time, the Aboriginal creation period. On the sloping rock shelters, deities like Namargon, the Lightning Man, or the spirit Nubbulwinj Bulwinj appear amidst the red and yellow of the sandstone. Each stroke isn't to glorify, but to transmit like a ritual connecting the human world with the spirit world. Further into the heart of Kakadu, where sandstone ranges rise like the walls of an ancient kingdom, the land transforms. There, two waterfalls, Jim Jim and Twin Falls, tell two different stories of the same Earth Mother spirit. Jim Jim is a roar of primal power. Falling 100 meters, its white water like a giant silk ribbon wrapped around the cliffs, its sound echoing into the earth like Kakadu's beating heart. The sun shining through the spray forms a rainbow, and in that moment, the landscape seems alive, breathing, crying out after long months of silence. Twin Falls is a gentle melody of tranquility. Two slender parallel strips of water fall softly and quietly in a silver mist. No thunder, no fury. Just a steady rhythmic descent like the forest's breath. Kakadu's heart beats strongest at the South Alligator River, gazing at the river, but water lilies and mangrove forests stretch out. Stop at Cahill's Crossing, a safe place to observe saltwater crocodiles in the wild. These saltwater crocodiles are the park's fiercest predators, capable of launching themselves over 3 meters out of the water to snatch sea eagles, bats, and other predatory birds from the river. In the center of the continent, where space seems drained of sound, the West MacDonnell Ranges emerge like the heartbeat of Australia's red land, where time has left cracks in the Earth's body. People often visit Simpson's Gap early in the morning, before the sun has a chance to scorch the desert air. The first light of day falls into the narrow gorge, reflecting off the two deep red cliffs, turning them into giant mirrors, illuminating the entire valley. At the base of the cliffs, a small, still deep turquoise pool lies hidden in the quiet shade, yet it has its own rhythm. Ormiston Gorge is an opening. The gorge is wider, its cliffs rising steeply, like walls stained with rusted copper. At its base, the water is deep and cool year-round, becoming a refuge for desert birds. Red parrots and desert hawks circle in the clear blue sky. Along the 220T, Cutter's path through the mountains, the Larapinta Trail is a journey many describe as a conversation with the desert. It's not just a trekking route, it's a series of moments between humans and nature, where each step echoes the dry crunch of gravel, and each night is compensated by a sky full of stars. From above, Broome appears as a giant pearl inlaid between the boundaries of two worlds, where the red desert meets the deep blue ocean. Along the curving shoreline, Cable Beach unfolds. A silky white ribbon stretching over 20 kilometers, where each day's tide washes away every trace, leaving a pristine, perfectly clean surface. As the sun begins to set, the entire space turns honey gold, and camel caravans slowly stride through the fading light. Waves whisper light dyes the skin, and people seem to dissolve into the boundary between desert and sea. From where sand meets waves, the journey leads to and Signet Bay, calm waters where the ocean gestates pearls. Beneath turquoise waters, oysters silently nurture the precious light that only nature can create. Here, each pearl is a story, each diver a dreamer daring to trade breath in swirling currents for perfection. As that light fades, the red of the earth rises stronger than ever. Ganthome Point appears where wine-colored cliffs bear dinosaur footprints from 130 million years ago. Amidst the crashing waves, it feels as if time is still moving slowly and patiently. Each step of a visitor on the scorching rock is an invisible connection to a bygone era, when this place had never known human presence. The road along the Kimberley coast opens up to James Price Point, where burning red earth meets deep blue sea in a fierce dialogue. The colors here don't stand still. They move with the wind and light shifting from copper red to orange, then to charcoal purple as dusk descends. In that moment, it's easy to forget you're still on Earth, for the scene before you resembles an undiscovered planet. In the arid lands of Western Australia, where sea breezes blow across white sand dunes, Hutt Lagoon unfolds like a giant mirror, dyed pink by nature's hand. Each morning, the first sunlight makes the lake surface glow fiery red. Then as dusk falls, the pink gradually shifts to purple, then deep crimson, a palette that changes with every breath of heaven and earth. The lake stretches over 14 kilometers, separated from the Indian Ocean only by a thread-thin strip of sand, creating a feeling of both intimacy and separation. As if the ocean is gazing into a dreamlike version of itself. That surreal color isn't from reflection, but born from life. Within the lake, the tiny microalgae Dunaliella salina tirelessly create their pink hue, a self-defense mechanism in a world too salty for survival. From above, roads cutting across the lake transform the scene into a giant abstract painting, where nature and art merge, and no one can distinguish the boundary between reality and imagination. Melbourne, a city that lives to the rhythm of art and echoes with street music in colourful graffiti-filled alleys. At its centre is Federation Square, where all roads seem to lead. In the morning light, the square's glass and metal walls reflect light as if moving, making the architecture seem to breathe with the city. People sit on the stone steps, chatting, reading, or simply watching the flow of people, all blending into a slow rhythm. As the city fades behind, the road leads you to Yarra Valley, unfolding like a sun-drenched canvas. Vine-covered hills stretch to the horizon where every glass of wine is born. Here, each sip of wine is not just a taste, but a story of the grower, the land, the vintage, simple yet refined, just like Melbourne itself. Further south, Phillip Island tells another story, where sea and life merge. As dusk touches the water, hundreds of tiny penguins waddle back to their nests after a long day at sea. They walk slowly, confused and adorable, silencing the crowd. When all sounds subside, only the waves and tiny footsteps on the sand remain. In the arid expanse of Western Australia, Exmouth appears as a blue oasis where the ocean meets the desert in a paradoxical encounter. This small town of just over 2,000 people seems born to be a gateway to another world where time slows down and nature's colors become surreal. In the morning, sunlight pierces Cape Range, transforming the limestone ranges into brilliant orange-red hues as if on fire. Deep canyons, where the wind whispers through every rock crevice, tell stories of millions of years of creation. Amidst this harsh landscape, wallabies casually hop across the rocky slopes, and echidnas hide in the bushes, as if life here has learned to adapt to the harshness with a strangely calm demeanor. Not far away, Turquoise Bay abruptly appears, a stretch of crystal clear water where everything shifts to soft blue tones. Beneath those calm waves is another world, shimmering like a giant mirror reflecting the entire sky. It's said that if there's a place where humans feel small enough to find serenity, it's while diving among the coral reefs of Ningaloo Reef, the world's largest fringing coral reef, home to over 500 marine species. Amidst schools of tropical fish and vibrant coral clusters, giant whale sharks gently glide by, slow and peaceful, almost dreamlike. Swimming beside them is an experience that makes time stop, a moment where humans and the ocean breathe in unison. Green sea turtles are also a characteristic species living on the Ningaloo Reef. The breeding season takes place from December to March each year. You'll also encounter manta rays swimming slowly, as if enjoying their own planet. Further south, Charles Knife Canyon is like a deep cut into the earth, where light and shadow constantly vie for every rock face. Each bend leads to a new perspective, sometimes dazzling, sometimes eerily quiet. And if the sea tells stories with colors, the shipwreck of the SS Mildura tells them with memories. The ship swept away by a cyclone in 1907 now rests in shallow waters just dozens of meters from shore. When the tide recedes, its rusty hull emerges as a reminder that beauty lies not only in what is pristine, but also in the ruins embraced by time. Cairns, where Australia transforms from the brilliance of coral to the deep green of ancient forests. This city is the threshold of two worlds, sea and jungle. Modern and pristine, bustling and tranquil, all blending into a unique tropical rhythm of life. The heart of Cairns is the Cairns Esplanade, a vibrant waterfront strip affectionately called the city's heart by locals. The saltwater lagoon in the city centre brings the ocean closer so people can immerse themselves in cool water while watching small sailboats drift away. In Cairns, life happens unhurriedly as if everyone is enjoying an endless summer. Just a few minutes' drive away, Chapukai Aboriginal Cultural Park opens up another world where time flows back tens of thousands of years. This is where the Chapukai Aboriginal people recount creation stories with music, fire, and dance. The scent of earth burning wood and the sound of the didgeridoo echo through the space as a reminder the culture here is not just preserved, but continues to live. Leaving the city, the road leading north feels like stepping into another dimension. Daintree Rainforest, the planet's oldest tropical rainforest, 180 million years old. Dense canopies interweave sunlight filtering through small gaps, illuminating thick moss covering tree trunks. On the Daintree River, where the sunset reflects on the calm water, the scene is both wild and tranquil, as if you are witnessing Earth in its primordial state. Going a little further, forest and sea meet at Cape Tribulation, where, as they say, the jungle meets the ocean for the first time. Crossing that boundary, you'll see tree roots digging into white sand waves, lapping at leaves, and bird calls blending with the rhythm of the waves. A journey through Australia is like moving through waking dreams, where the world obeys no laws but its own pure beauty. But Australia is not just a map of landscapes, and this journey doesn't end when you leave Australia. It's a story of connection between people and nature, between past and present, between stillness and movement.